Zechanishmas Avi Moriakov Mitzvah Pichas, Zechanishmas Daniel Shina, as Yeshua Fowler. Good morning, everybody. Okay.
Good morning.
Okay. Continuing in Packet Chaf Aleph Efer HaPogim. So let's look at the part that we didn't see at the beginning. Take a look at the Beis Yosef on page 5 in Hilchos Pesach. It says, Kosov HaRashba B'tshuva Sheramban Haya Omesh Ein Magilan Ela B'mayim. So the Rashba quotes the Ramban that says that Hagola has to be with Mayim. V'lo B'shar Mashkim. Hu Cholek Alav. So the Ramban says only Mayim, and the Rashba argues. As far as Haramban, because of Haran, because of Baruch, so that's a machlokas. So it's a machlokas between the Ramban and the Rashba, whether Hagala is only be Mayim or be Shar Mashkim. As far as Haramban, because of Haran, because of Baruch Chayim, and the Orchas Chayim, it says Kolzel Lachatchila v'Dievin Mutar v'Mayim. That is only a din lechatchila to have mayim, but shar mashkim is good b'di'evad. V'mayim hamurovim be'efer shekorim lisha nira shadinim k'shar mashkim. So the Orchas Chaim is the one who says that if you have water, but it has efer in it, so that's like shar mashkim, and therefore shar mashkim is a machlokas between the Rashba and the Ramban. Okay, now, if you want to take a look here, you want to take a look in the Ramban inside on page 8. You see, the Gemara, before we take a look, the Gemara says that on page 6, on Kuf Ches Amid Aleph, Kezayis Basar Shenofel Latoch Yorachel Shel Cholov. If you have a Kezayis Basar that falls into a vat of milk, Amarav Basar Aser, the Cholov Mutar. So the Basar is Aser because the milk is going to go into the... You have a big vat and one meatball. So the meatball is going to become Aser because the milk is going to go into the meat. And the... But the Cholov is Mutar because the meat will be bottled in the Cholov. So Gemara says, "V'isal k'dak efshar l'sochto aser." If you hold that efshar l'sochto is aser, so chalav amay mutter, chalav nevelahu. Okay, so lom kasover efshar l'sochto. Okay, then the Gemara continues. Chalav nami aser. My skin goes to nothing. Then the Gemara says, "Hachem ma'askin and go to nafal atoch yora rosachas." On page Kuf Ches Amid, on page 7. In other words, if the milk is like boiling, yora rosachas. So then what? The mivla bala, mivla lo polot. So it's bala balaya, but it's not toilet. Because you see, this Gemara is following according to the sheet of Rav, that Mimbamino's Osir. So the Gemara says, if you hold like Rav, that Mimbamino's Osir, so then once the milk goes into the meat, it becomes Basa B'chalav. And then when the milk comes out from the meat back into the thing, then it'll be Mimbamino of Chalav Nevela with Chalav Mutter, and it should be Aser. So why is it Mutter? So Gemara says, well, it's talking about a pot that's boiling, and when it's really boiling, it's Boleya, not Polit. So something that's boiling is Boleya, not Polit. So if now you take a look in the Ramban on page 8, it says, what do you mean it's not polite? If you take green vegetables and you put it in a pot that's bubbling, boiling water, right? So do you mean to tell me it's not polite? You'll see in your own eyes that the water's turning green. So of course it's polite. And what about the whole concept of Hagola? It's boiling, schmoiling water, and it's polite. So what do you mean that it's Mivla Bala Mifla La Polite? So Li Nir Kol Meshahu, so he says like this. So he says, "V'li nira shakol l'fi mashehu cholav roseh machlik v'nivlahu b'basar ve'enu maflid as habasa." He says, "If you have cholav roseh, it's dafka by milk. It's not polite. But ma'im roschim. But if you have ma'im roschim, so it's maflitin ve'enu mavlin." So therefore, the case in the Gemara where it says that Mayim Roschim is Bola V'lo Polat is only talking about milk. But water is. And that's the Ramban Shita. Lefichach Ein Hagola, the last line. B'shar Minei Mashkin, Mel B'mayim. Because by Shar Mashkin, it's not Polat. Only Mayim. So that's the Ramban. So comes the Rashba, he says on page 9, Mashakos of Maim Yeshomim Shein Maglilin El Bamaim, Kenaya Omer Lado Haramban. The Ramban always used the Rashba saying. Our Rebbe, the Ramban, always taught us when you do Hagola, you have to use water. And Shar Mashkim is Malin Lo Maflitin, and my Maflitin Lo Mavlim. So he says, Valkein haya omer lanu. So the Ramban used to say that if Mayim is maflit and not mavliin, so Valkein haya omer lanu demuto lahagil afilu bekli ben yomo. Then you should be able to mimagil bekli edo ben yomo, because even though it's not shishim, but if when the water is boiling, it just is maflit and not boleah. So then it's not going to go back in. Afal pishayim b'mayim shishim.
I mean, so how could you, let me ask you a question, how can you ever possibly say such a thing, that when water's boiling, it's maflin and not boleya? I understand for a blia, all you need is yatzo lettuce bowl. So, of course, but it could be that if it's too hot, then, that'll stop the blia somehow. Just like we saw when, you know, sometimes when we talked about zeya, if it's too hot, there's no zeya in the oven, because it's sometimes when it's too hot, it works in the opposite direction. So this is what the Rashba said, that he has a mesora from his Rebbe that mayim is maflit, mayim roschin is maflit and eino boleya. Right? And that's why the Ramban held you can do Hagola, you don't even have to wait 24 hours. Because all it is, you have to get it out. So once you have mayim roschin, it comes out. And it's not going to go back in. Because roschin is maflit eino boleya. We don't paskin that way, right? We paskin that it's mayim roschin is maflit and boleya. That's why we always say that if you don't have shishim kenegdo, then you need to wait 24 hours before you machshir the kelim. So then the Rashba says, v'yoldus hoisabi. What is yold? This is an expression. Yoldus hoisabi. Yaldus means I had youthful chutzpah. It's not saying it's good, but he has youthful chutzpah. He says, when I was a young guy, I said back to the Ramban, Yaldus haisubi ve'asti parebo ve'danti lefanov. In other words, I sort of gave it to the, you know, in a nice way, but it was a little, you know, youthful chutzpah. Yaldus haisubi. The Asti Panebo, the Danti Lefonov, the Zosai Sochuvasi. This was my response to the Ramban. Him Kane Amarti Bosun the Vela Shanofalotov Yoro Sachas, Himayim Vemayim Shishim Lota Asar. So then, if that be the case, if you have Bosun the Vela, say you have Bosun the Vela, right? In a pot, and it's boiling hot, and with water, and there's no Shishim. So then, it shouldn't ask for the kli, because it's maflit. The tam is going to go into the water, but it's not going to go into the kli because it's not boleya when it's mayim roschim. In kena marti b'tzon nevela shenofal l'toch yoro rosachas imayim ve'imem mayim shishim lo teyoser v'kaf shenor bo lo teyoser. Heishiv harav. Hashumim ba'atzmo hu shenivlo me'atzmo. So he says, no, it's not. It's not boleya from the water. It's the shuman itself goes in. In other words, the basar is poilit, and now the mayim roskin is not mavliya, but you don't need the mayim to be mavliya. The shuman itself will be mavliya. Amartim kein maho elis shaf kshaato magil kli ben yomo kinei chada bola pleitas atzmo. He says when you do hagola, so then it'll read back, take back the time that went out by itself. Amar imato American kli midyan shloso torah al gder bas yoma. He said, Shar Mashkin is even maflit, because you see, the din is that if you have pots, you have barrels that a goy stored wine in them, right? Katkanim shel goy v'yayin Yisrael konos v'sochon, and then the Jew put wine in there, so then the wine of the goy that's in there is going to come out. V'misa lama osur halolo paltu klal min hayayin shel b'sochon,
אלא אפילו חם היין מפליד יין הבולה בסוכו, כל שכן יבישו בסוכו יין. You see from the by mashkin that if you have mashkim and you mevashel the mashkim in the kli, that there will be polite. Hafil cham hayayin maflid yayin abalu besochel kol shekein in boshel besochel yayin. So he thinks shar mashkin is polite.
So this is the machlokes between the Rashba and the Ramban. And now you look in Shulchan Aruch on page 11.
In the Ramah. And hey, the Ramah, haga. Mi mishtamish bo rak b'mei tveria magilu b'hen, fei magilu b'shum mashke, rak b'mayim. He says only mayim. Mi b'di'eved, it works b'chol mashke.
So l'chatchila, we try to use water. Okay, so that was the. Okay, and now let's look at the tshuva of the Chacham Tzvi on page 15. So he quotes the Shach about Efer HaPogim. And then he asks the Kasha, what's the Shach talking about it, that it doesn't work? It's a Pasha that works. Even if you want to tell me Efer doesn't work, so someone else will work. So what's the, you know, yeah, I'll get you something more bitter. So he says, "Shakol shal tashmishu b'chamin al eish, magil b'chamin al eish, v'din ze mitoras hagala v'lo mishum dover hapogmo. V'in ken hagala lameli klal yivashlo b'hem dover hapogmo. V'zom al mikri mevata lisu l'chatchila." Kim shakol yikro pogi, v'in ken lo tam v'lo mamashu, v'in tzofik the midoraisa shor l'pogmo. שאינו נהנה לא מתעמבו מכמוסו. ובאתי את כל המסניס נדיב להגול עשו, לא מבין פקדים. He says that in a chanami, he's saying, if you want to be magil, that's a different thing. He says, why do you have to ever be magil anything? Why don't you just cook, you know, Dover Hapogim in it. So he says, in a Hanami. Kevin shall call Igor Pogim, Ain Kan Lotam, Voloma Mosha, Ain Sophic, the Midrash Sharla Pogma. And it's not mevatel lisa lechatchila. Ah, the Shach says we don't find any posik saying this. He says, why do you have to say it? It's pashit.
No, same time of Gamma's mother.
So therefore, he says that if you have a, Shulchan Aruch's right, that if you have a, vat of water, you want to clean milchik and fleishik dishes together. So put the Dover HaPogim in first, and then put in the milchik and fleishik dishes. So he thinks it's pashut that like the Shulchan Aruch. And it's not even, and that's not called Mav, and that's not Mavat Manis Lechatchila. The Yavetz, Rav Yaakov Emden, in the Shailas Yavetz, on page 16, it's quoted, he says that if you make something pogum, that's like you mean Mevatel Lissu L'chatchila. So he says, but his father was... So he said, so he writes here, this is the Yad Ephraim, on the second arrow, he says, Samachtiv in the Flesial, Beno Hagon Yavetz, Echosav Kei Me'achat Shekvar Horo Zoket Oviv Me'agon Lehefrach. He says, how could he say that his father passed his father passed otherwise? His father held that to be pogim something is not mevatlanis in lechatchila. And then there's the truth of the Tzemach Tzedek. I always tell you about the Tzemach Tzedek. We've seen Tzemach Tzedek. This is the Tzemach Tzedek HaYoshon, right? The Rav Avadi Yosef always, when he quotes the Lubavitcher Tzemach Tzedek, he just writes Tzemach Tzedek, then maybe sometimes parentheses he'll write Lubavitch. But he writes the old Tzemach Tzedek. I mean, the Lubavitcher Tzemach Tzedek is pretty old, left to us. Everything is relative. I mean, the Tzemach Tzedek now on page 17 is already quoted in the Magen Avraham. So he's super old. And I told you, it's very confusing because both Tzemach Tzedeks are called Menachem Mendel. So you would think, you know, the Lubavitch is Menachem Mendel, the other one isn't. No, they're both Menachem Mendel. Why? And I told you because the gematria of Menachem Mendel is Tzemach Tzedek. There's an Indian when you write a sefer to have your name or a hint to your name in the sefer. So sometimes the hint is through a gematria. That the gematria of Menachem Mendel is Tzemach Tzedek. That's why I told you the Vizhnitzer sefer is Tzemach Tzadik, because they spell Mendel with a Yud, Dalet Yud Lamed. So to keep the gematria the same, they add a Yud, since there's a Yud in the Mendel, there has to be Yud in the Tzadik, it has to be Tzadik. So he writes here, Al Asher Al Tanum Shaboris of soap, also Michalev, and it's Vashal. It was chaylev that was cooked with afer. So you weren't mevatel anything, but you were pogim it. So is that a problem to make soap pogim through afer? Tein l'shamish b'chli shosim bo mayim chafif sarosh, right? We did that. So at the end, he writes the last paragraph on page 18. He says, "Luchatchila lo shari
Litein Efer Latoch HaMayim. El Efer Tonosh HaMasich Mesocha O'ofim O'lechem V'ein Mevashlim Besocha V'al Efer Kira Shavrashin Lo Yishlam Taruvas Bosa B'chol O'Lashar L'Chachila O'Lashar B'Dievet O'Val Boris O'Osim Michael V'Melech V'Nislachal B'Mayim Shenisnu Me'efer V'Sid K'am Boris Shalon V'adai P'gum Mehi U'Shirafel Stoch HaTav Shashar B'Dievet Me'Shik P'gum Ha'. If she knows the Sokha Maim, she may dig him book, her orus will clear a heel up. Yeah, so. So the question, how you make it? How do you make it? So here's a whole discussion here. Hi. And in the Prima Gardim on page 19, he says, he quotes from the Tzerech Tehren Jish Takhara Bahagol Avu L'Chadchila V'no Sin Tam L'Kam L'Chadchila Oser. He says, No Sin Tam L'Kam L'Chadchila Oser, so. So you can't, this thing can't be pogrom l'chatchila. That's why on page 22, the Bnei Yaakov says from the that you can put the, you can be pogrom the water like the Shulchan Aruch says. And it's pogrom it. That's the story. And here it's pogim the be'en. So whenever the bli is going to come, it's going to be already pogim. And we do that even. He said you can do that even l'chatchila. But he says you have to make sure that the Afer is there first. So then it's pogum right away, because if the Afer is there afterwards, so then it's the Isser is created already. So then it's going to be it's also already. So something that's already also. To be pogim, it is not so simple, because it's already usher. But if you have the pogim in it first, and then you put the kalim in, so that's going to stop the isser from being chal.
He says the Avril, he quotes from the Chasam Sofer, the Avril Amahani Rak Lahakli Shatam, Shalo Yochol Olov, or Isser Basar Becholov. So if you put the milk and flesh kalim in the... See, the question is, why do you have to put the afer in first? Why don't you put the milk and flesh kalim in first, and then and then it'll pogim it? Because it's already usher. V'isser lo mahani nesina sefer. But why don't you say that it's no different than tchiloso b'lioso lefgam? We still have a din derabbanan. So mashma that the din derabbanan is if it's something that you waited 24 hours and then you waited, so then you can't say, well, now I could use it without kashering because we're afraid you won't wait the 24 hours. But if something is pogum, then even though the bli originally was meshubach, but it's pogum. So then, that's going to be that theoretically could have been matter it. The only thing is, we think that something the afer can't take something that's already osir. But it's mashma if you had something stronger than afer, maybe it could. Maybe it could. And then it would be mutter even without hagala. Then, if that would be the case, it's just saying that afer is not—it's not strong enough to. But why did you say that even if it is strong enough, there should be a gzeira? So maybe there's no gzeira. Maybe the gzeira einu ben yomo atu ben yomo is because it's einu ben yomo atu ben yomo. It doesn't mean that there's a gzeira of pogum atu einu pogum. Pogum is mutter, even if it wasn't chiloso lebliyoso lefgam. The only time we say. This is a big chiddush, he's saying. The only time we say that that something that's pogum, there's a gzeira atu enu, is if it's pogum al seira ben yomo, then the gzeira enu ben yomo atu ben yomo. But what if it's pogum because it's pogum, even though tchiloso b'liyoso l'shvach, then it's mashma from the chasam sofer would be okay. It's only that afer is not strong enough to be pogum something that already the issur was chal. But if you have something stronger than afer, you have some real strong ammonia or something like that, then maybe that would be mutter even without doing a hagol afterwards. We're conscious that there are shitas that say that you can't be pogum something once it's mavliya. That was the discussion we had in the Chavos Das. But that's okay. And the Chacham Tzvi says there's nothing wrong with being pogum something lechatchila. That's not aim of atlinus lechatchila. But the Tzemach Tzedek says. He says, "Bechein on page back to page 17." He says, "Bechein odiyacha kichein horesi alach lemaisa gai milsa." He said, "The Mariel has a case that a little kid came, and he said that a piece of soap fell into the cholent, and the soap was treif, but it was nifgam." So the Mariel says, "You don't trust the kid." But it's mashma that if we knew for sure that it fell in, then it would be a problem. Even though the chore it's afer, there's afer in the soap. It's no symptom of gam. So b'chein odiecha kein eresi halach l'maisa k'chaim milsa limdu mishmi ki amarati al amitas hadover hech osim haboris v'isbar
Lamata rak tchila aver mashanir li kedei sheyashiv haros maril fukim mitash hakosav tzorich iyun v'hainu had the kosav harav v'simen pei zayin. The famous, remember where we did the chumras of the Ramah, right? The ein l'shamish b'chli, you shouldn't use a kli that they used for making the shampoo, right? That was one of the four things of the Ramah. B'shem dosi me'efer shal gabikira. And it's the Afer in this Basa B'cholav, Hainu L'chatchila, Mishum Da'afal Pi, the Afer Pogem, Mikol Mokom Osir Hu L'chatchila. T'chom Yishu Begam Osir L'chatchila. V'sivit Seshav, Nosil Afer L'toch Hayor V'dashari, Hainu B'dievet, Im Chutchu Shom Kelem. So he says that, so he holds that Pogem is only a din B'dievet. In other words, you shouldn't use it L'chatchila, rely on pogum, because that's like the aim of atlinus l'chatchila. So the case in this Ramah that says you shouldn't use the things that they made pogum is you shouldn't use the kalim that they made shampoo in. You shouldn't use it because you don't rely on pogum l'chatchila. That's how he's learning. The Chacham Tzvi argued and says no, you could. You could use pogum l'chatchila. That's not a din of bittul. Ein mevatlin is l'chatchila, but pogum you could use l'chatchila. So anything that's pogum, you can even do it l'chatchila. You can't do bittul l'chatchila, because maybe by bittul we're afraid that there wasn't a proper shear. But if something's really pogum, it's pogum. You can do l'chatchila. That was, you know, Rav Abadi's sheet, the Mikir Adin, is you can use a dishwasher, milk, and flayshik at the same time. So, but the question that, because it's pogum, so the question that people ask is, but the soap only comes in later. It doesn't start at the beginning of the cycle. So he thought that stam, the water itself makes it pogum. But the question is, even if not, if it could be that that once it went in, and then there's the soap there, the soap is pogimit, even after the fact. And maybe this question is the detergent soap, maybe it's more pogim than afer. Afer, I just had afer on Erev Tisha B'Av, right? Was it so bad? The afer, right? You put it in your challah? It wasn't the worst thing. But I didn't put soap from the dishwasher soap on the egg and challah and Erev Tisha B'Av. That I didn't do. I only put afer. Because afer is less. So maybe in a chana, that's like the chasam services. Afer can't be pogam so much, so you got to do it earlier. But maybe lemaisa, if you put it in later, but it's something that's really pogam, it could work. I think Rabbi Badi said a similar idea, but I don't want to say how he paskin without discussing it with him. But that's a fascinating idea, that maybe Afer has to be before. That's what the Chasam Sofer seems to say. That Afer has to be before, but something else could, which is not Afer, which is stronger than Afer, maybe could come in even later. That would be a tremendous cooler. That all dishwashers should be mutter because it's pogim by the soap, even though the soap comes in later. So what? But the mice. It's pogim it. He said, Chasam Sofer says, Aver only helps for het and not for Isser. But maybe that's because it's only Aver. But if something's stronger than Aver, then maybe that could work. Or maybe there's no gzeira.
by Pogam. Maybe the only Gzeira is that Eino Ben Yomo Matu Ben Yomo is by Eino Ben Yomo, but something else not. I have to think about that. I'm not saying yet the halacha, but it's something to think about. The question about those dishwashers, that it's already nichnas, but now it's pogim afterwards. It could be pogim afterwards. Maybe the only time it can't be pogim afterwards is only by Afer, because Afer is not the biggest pgam in the world. Harai the Shach, argued with it. So we'll think about that some more. That could be. It comes out afterwards that it's pogim. It can be pogim after the fact. But the only question is that some hold that pogim doesn't work when it's balua. That was the question. But if you hold it does, then. Yeah. Okay, something to think about. These are interesting points. Okay, let me say hello. How's Harav Katan? How are you?
Baruch Hashem, good morning.
Okay, Michael Kay. How are you?
I'm good, how are you, Rabbi?
Okay, Harav Yossi Wagshel. Harav Danny Lou.
Hello.
Sonny Spitzer. How are you?
Harav
Avi Lichtshein. Harav Josh Blau. Harav Ben Katz. Harav Yossi Wagshel, Danny Lou. Okay.
Hey,
okay. Okay, so we finished this packet. So Bez Hashem, tomorrow we're going to Bez Hashem start, I think, Dover Charif. That's an important sugi. We talked about it a little bit, but you didn't. Okay. Okay, it's good to see you all. Have a good day.
And you too, Rabbi. Can I actually have a quick question for you, separate from Shir, if you can stay on for 1 second?
Yeah, okay.